You are listening to us this morning in Burns Lake at 99.1 FM. It's currently 5 degrees there. This week, teachers from across the province have been in Vancouver to learn about the legacy of residential schools and how to incorporate those lessons into their own classrooms. But for a trio of teachers from Burns Lake, what happened to First Nations people in residential schools is a little more personal.
Hi, my name is Rosalie McDonald. I am a grade 4-5 teacher with the Morris Williams Elementary School in Burns Lake with the Lake Bebe Nation. Being First Nations, this is a great part of our history that our children need to learn and know about, and especially understanding about their family members that went through the residential school.
And prior to this, you know, what was available for you in terms of teaching materials for your classrooms?
I would probably say that I didn't really have any sorts of access to resources until this conference. So they've given out literacy books and lesson plans and different ideas how we can incorporate this into the classroom, and also adapting like our English language arts and social studies. And I've already planned to teach a certain part of the resource into different terms.
And anything that really stood out to you, something that you're really excited to bring back to students?
The resources, the children's literature books for sure. I've already had really great ideas to like implement our medicinal plants and trees into one of the books that also touches on residential school.
Hi, my name is Bernadette Lassert. I'm teaching at the Morris Williams Memorial Center as well. I'm the new teacher teaching grades 6-7 Lake Bebe Nation, Burns Lake.
And what made you want to come out to this for these 2 days of workshops?
I'm really interested in learning about residential school, truth and reconciliation. This is past history. It's about time that we start teaching our young what happened in the past and implementing it into the school system. Knowing people that have been through this process and hearing their stories and bringing it to life again is something very emotional. And I know like my uncle, my mother-in-law have both went to residential school, and learning the hurt and pain and reliving for them, you feel it as well as children.
My name is Louise Lassert, and I am the language curriculum developer for Lake Bebe Nation. I develop curriculum for our Nadodan language. I wanted to come so that I can take some ideas to develop our language around residential school. Although I'm a survivor, I've never really used that context like within to develop educational material. I think that it's a really good idea to start teaching it, but in the long run, you know, it is an emotional topic, because, you know, for someone who's experienced it, it's sometimes really hard to sit there to listen to it. But I think that through watching the older generation survive, it gives those of us that are in the younger generation, I call ourselves the younger generation or the last part of the residential school survivors, to continue on. I think that it's time that our people are not being kept quiet about it. There was an era where we weren't allowed to talk about our experiences. We weren't allowed to talk about in our language, and we weren't allowed to share the information or the experiences that we encountered within those schools. So now I think, you know, it's turned around where our children could start understanding why we are the way we are. I try to talk to my grandchildren about everything that I've experienced. You know, it's good for them to hear it. But it's also good for them to know and understand how we survived in a positive way. Like, I have a scar on my arm for speaking, because I got caught speaking my language, and I show my grandchildren the scar. But it also, in the reverse of that, I teach them that, you know, it's the strength to keep the language going. You know, some of us went through hardships to keep our language, and it's important for them to know that, you know, we've experienced those negative things, and yet, you know, are turned around for positiveness. Like, developing our curriculum is one of the steps towards healing. And I'm really happy to know that the children will understand and learn the legacies of our elders that have passed.